Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, greetings to all of our fellow baby boomers from the land of large type books and hearing aid commercials. It's Another Day Above Ground, the podcast that's really just for you. And in order to do this podcast, I'm going to need my two partners to help. First of all, joining us from Indiana, it is the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, it's Christmas time, and unfortunately, President Trump did not get what he asked for in the Horowitz report.
What did he ask for? I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was the whole joke.
Okay. I didn't either. I didn't understand.
But that's the beauty about live recording, folks. Sharing it with us. And the other voice you hear belongs to Carolyn Strauss, coming to us from Denver, Colorado.
And it is Christmas party season, and everybody's out Christmas partying, but I went to one last week, and everybody, all of the women looked skinnier, and I asked them why, and they were all having a gluten-free holiday season. And after talking to them a while, I think gluten and humor are directly related. They were just no fun.
Yeah, no, and gluten, you know, why? Since when? You know,
right?
No, when we were growing up, everybody had gluten. You had extra gluten, you know, and now all of a sudden nobody can eat it, and I don't know why.
I don't either. I think it's because it's flavor and it's entertaining and it's fun. So, yeah, if you're gluten-free this holiday season, give your gluten-freeness a break and have some fun and be funny.
There you go. And I, you know, at the beginning I said it's the land of hearing aid commercials, and I've been seeing these things all over the place, and I don't think I really need a hearing. My neighbor down the street said, "Hey, man, I just got the great new hearing aid. It was very inexpensive." I said, "Really? What kind is it?" And he looked at his watch and said, $215. There you go. All right. We got a lot of stories for you this week, my friends. And we have coming up an interview with a very, very special guest. So you're not going to want to miss that. But let's start out with our griping session, something we like to call Get Off My Lawn. This is where millennials and the younger folks do stuff that just really irritates us. This time they're doing stuff I just don't understand. It's called perineum sunning. Now, that means you purposely go out while, you know, millennials, we're all covering ourselves up with SPF 300 to not get sun. You purposely go out and you expose the part of your body, well, you know, it's most commonly called your taint. But, you know, I guess if you're a medical person, it's the perineum. But it's that part down under that, you know, is down under for a purpose. And they're going out there and sunning it.
Yeah.
And Josh Brolin did it. And he, as he said, "I burned my pucker hole." Why would people want to do that?
No, why would people want to spend money on it? How many people are getting to see that? And if you're with somebody who's that judgmental when they look in that area, that if it's not tan, it's not for me, you might be hanging out with the wrong people.
I have two things to say on it. Number one, Josh, there's a reason why they call that the area where the sun doesn't shine.
Right. Nobody wants to see that.
It is by design. Secondly, I was a little disappointed in the picture that they had in the article there, Dale.
It's a woman, I believe, lying on her back, completely naked, with her hands on her feet, spreading her legs, aiming her portion to be tanned towards the sun.
Yeah, and it's photographed from the least fun side.
Yeah, you would think a direct approach going right through the legs. That would be a lot. Get a lot more readers.
Get a lot better lit.
Two things. First of all, that pose is called Happy Baby in yoga. And it is. That pose is actually, it's actually a yoga pose that you do at the end to relax your back and your body. That's first. And second of all right, people, this is why God created self-tanners. Just buy a tube of self-tanning. Actually, self-tanning and KY, they should combine it, and that would make the perfect holiday gift.
Actually, they should call that pose happy yoga instructor.
If I came across somebody who was posing with happy baby, I think I could ensure a happy ending. So, you know. But, yeah, that's just very weird stuff. And
you know, it should be really funny. To what end? You're doing it to what end?
Exactly. It's not something you can show off at a party. Say, hey, come here. Let me show you this. Anyhow, if you're a millennial, if you're a younger person and you're tanning your taint, that's stupid. Don't do it anymore. Vape instead. All right. We got a couple of articles on news you can use. And since it is the holiday season upon us, the fine folks at Kentucky Fried Chicken have come up with the perfect holiday gift. No, it's not chicken. It's a chicken-scented fireplace log that you put in your fireplace and your entire house smells like a KFC store.
Isn't that what happens when you go camping and you throw the bones from your KFC in the campfire? Isn't it the same thing?
I know
Never
when I take off
Kentucky
my
Fried
shoes.
Chicken to a camping trip before.
I know when I take off my shoes. Sometimes it smells like KFC coleslaw.
Oh!
But you think the easiest way to make your house smell like that is just buy a bucket and open it up. You can't get that smell out of your house for at least several days, you know. And you still got chicken to eat. So good luck to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
When they come up with a log that smells like really expensive chocolate and rich men, I'm in.
What do rich men smell like? I don't believe I've ever sniffed one.
I will know when they send me a log.
You know what?
So
you know,
to speak.
You know what, Carolyn? Rich men smell like anything they want to.
Yes.
they don't have to put on the fancy cologne and use the deodorant and wash the stinky parts. Nope, they don't need any of that help.
Because there's no reason to leave the house.
I thought it was going to be awful, and you were going to say that rich men smell like rich women, but that's a whole different conversation. Ew, sorry.
Yes. Oh, all right. Let's move on from there, shall we?
Please.
To, you know, everybody.
Oh, that's a John Kerry joke. I just got that.
And where is he now that we really need him? Anyhow, what was I going to say? Everybody's best friend, the dog. You know, we've grown up thinking, a year in a dog's life is 7 years. But it turns out now that's not at all true. It's all screwed up to the point where a dog that's 3 years old is sent, or 2 years old rather, is said to be on the equivalent of a 14-year-old. And that's, you know, that's about the age where they scoot around on their butts on the carpeting. And then, and when they're three, they're 50. What's the deal on this, do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Yeah, they're saying that a two-year-old dog is middle-aged, and the only other place where animals age that quickly is Hollywood.
And only the women. Yeah. Only the female animals. That's great.
Oh, man, you got Grandpa De Niro playing a thug.
But, you know, then they slow down. We got to learn the slowdown thing, because between age 3 and the average age for dogs is 10, and the average age for humans is around 70. So they you know, that's where they get the just 1 year equals 7. So somehow going from age 3 to 10, they're only aging 20 years. And that, you know.
Yeah, but that year between 2 and 3 is a bitch. Get it? Dog years. It's a bitch because they go from middle age to 50 in 1 year. Yeah, I don't know that I would trade that. I don't think I would do it. But, yeah, my dog's looking at us going, yeah, okay, boomer, get off my lawn. I mean, my 14-and-a-half-year-old Golden's looking at me going, hey, what?
And we know it's his lawn because it smells like it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about my OK Boomer experience with the Salvation Army?
No.
Yeah.
No, I was at the store, and a Salvation Army guy was there ringing his bell, and I put in my donation, and I said, I only do this because I get thanked every time I do this. If I were to give somebody $100, I'd only get thanked once. And he looked at me and just kind of said, yeah, whatever. Had he said, okay, boomer, I would have fished my quarter out of that bucket. Anyhow. Carolyn, you've got, I think, the award-winning story for this week, don't you?
Actually, Tim has the story, but I want to read the last paragraph because I love it.
Yeah, this is really interesting. This is news you can use. This is something for baby boomers. It's a lot of us have been cutting certain things out of our diet because it's actually going to it's going to make us live longer. But a professor in Poland, Professor Marc, I can't pronounce Polish. I can't read eye charts either. I'm at that age.
Go with Gdansk.
I think it's the University of Kodz. Apparently, his researchers have completed a thrilling analysis of 29 studies to confirm what we've always wanted to believe. Cheese can help you not die. That's right. Cheese and yogurt were found to protect against both total mortality, death from any cause, and mortality from cerebrovascular causes. Is apparently their study of 29,000 subjects learned that if you eat cheese, you will live on an average 8% longer. Than people
and you'll
who...
weigh 8% more.
I don't. What? I'll take it.
I consider this to be very Gouda news.
All right, but I have to read. Ahead, Dale.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but I have to read the last paragraph because this is one of the best written British articles that I've seen, or Polish articles I've seen, because one of the paragraphs starts with verily, but the final paragraph says so. Frolic in the traffic, run with scissors, play with matches, defy death and all his minions by simply slathering yourself with melted cheese. But don't drink too much milk, though, as they found that has the opposite effect.
Hmm. See that, Dale? You don't know Jack.
Not that Monterey fella, I don't. But is this going back to the sun tanning thing now? We're supposed to slather ourselves with melted cheese. Is this an SPF thing, or are we just going to become a human nacho? I don't get the slathering part. I like to eat cheese, but I draw the line at slathering.
Well,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of a nacho joke there, but it just
it's nacho day, Tim.
Yeah,
no,
it's not
cheese
my
is
day.
Not meant for slathering. If you're gonna put some on your body, it's ready whip.
Whip cream, exactly. Ready whip. Same page, Dale. Definitely.
Exactly, because with cheese you need crackers, and that makes the whole thing very uncomfortable. All right, I got to tell you this thing about baby boomers and their mail. Now, do you like getting mail?
Yeah, always.
I mean, yes. The kids today, the millennials, are no email, man. That's where it's at. We don't need that snail mail. But I like getting mail every day. And I get, as you become a baby boomer, you get different types of mail. The first thing is if you've ever been on a cruise, you get about 40 cruise brochures every week, And then they're telling you, they're inviting you to, have your hearing checked, have your eyes checked, have something else at these symposium seminars.
What?
If you can't read this, you need your eyes checked.
Exactly. And then you get cards inviting you to dinner with financial advisors who want to take all of your money. Then this time of year, you get catalogs, 30 of those a day for buying stuff. But I got the worst one this week, inviting me to a free lunch from the Neptune Society.
I don't know what that is.
It's a cremation association. You plan your cremation ahead of time, and they take care of everything, and they're inviting me to lunch.
Do they provide the marshmallows chocolate?
The Neptune Society, actually, they don't just cremate you, then they sink you. I mean, that's why it's the god of the ocean. Okay. Yeah.
I think they have other alternatives, too. They can make you into, like, a flower pot. and then you plant a tree or something.
So yeah, it's like bad cookies. First they're burnt, then they're dunked.
Dale, I think you should look at who signed you up for that list. I think you might have a bigger problem.
I know. It came from my doctor.
And oh my gosh. Maybe there's something she's not telling you.
Anyhow, the best mail you can get at this time of the year is when you send your letter to Santa Claus. Well, you're not getting it, you're sending it. But as a special treat to our Boomer audience, we have gotten in touch with the guy that receives all of that mail. Please welcome to the show, Santa Claus.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Santa Claus here. How's everybody doing down there in Chicagoland?
We're doing quite well, Santa. And Carolyn is in Denver, Colorado. You know where that is.
I fly there often. Denver, they always have snow. I don't have to worry about anything there.
Exactly. It's easy enough for you to get here because we're so at so much altitude. You just stop here on the way to everywhere else.
Well, we're actually
here
in Chicago, we're going to have a visit from the polar vortex. So I'd say you could probably lay off 4 reindeer this time.
I follow the polar vortex, or the polar vortex follows me.
Well, you know, it depends on the booking. Anyhow, we appreciate your time because this has got to be your busiest period of the year. I'm glad you could take a few times off. Apparently, you have all of the elves fully employed at this point in time.
I have so many elves, I can't even count them anymore. We have departments for everything. We color code them so we know where they are all the time.
Wow. Are they unionized?
Oh, no. Their union is a cookie a day and some hot cocoa at night. That's all they get. We keep them working. This time, we don't have any extra time right now. Work, 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 work. Then they get a month off and then work, 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 work again.
Wow, so they get a month off. That's nice. That's nice.
Oh, no, not a month. Not a month. They get from Christmas Day to New Year's Day off. That's it. that's called the Santa loophole. You hear about the Santa? Everybody knows about the Santa Claus. Have you heard about the Santa loophole? I don't know what you're saying here. The Santa loophole is from Christmas Day till New Year's Day. You can do what you want. There's no naughty or nice list during that time because the year's over. Starting January 1st, so I'm on you.
I never knew that. Carolyn's eyes just lit up like Christmas tree stars.
that's why there's so many babies born in September.
I'll be darned.
You know I am a September baby, so my parents apparently knew about the loophole. They just never told me.
Well, yeah, knowing and doing are two different things.
Well, you haven't had any problems with the elves, though. No Me Too or any of that stuff.
Oh, no. Would you want to be thrown out in the snow up here?
Not if you're a foot tall, no.
I'm just wondering.
We don't have, a kangaroo court up here. We have the elf court.
And to take it to a higher court, they'll need a ladder. But, you know.
Short sentences. Right,
Boom, right here.
What did you have to say, Carolyn?
No, I forget.
That's why this is the show.
She's so mesmerized talking to Santa.
Well, I have a
Carolyn,
question.
Carolyn, I remember your letters. I remember you asking for Chatty Cathy, and I remember you asking for the Easy Bake Oven. I remember those. And Santa took care of it, right? Is that right?
Yeah, Santa, and the best one you brought me was the mystery date game. It still hasn't happened.
Mystery date.
Okay, so now I want to sit on your lap, and I want the actual mystery date, okay? Now you've got to bring the real guy, Santa. Come on, now.
Well, I always say, Santa does good with babies, you know, because I'm so warm and cushy, but I guess I got a need for you, Carolyn.
And what's on your list this year, Carolyn? The same? D-cell batteries?
And actually, Santa, if you're nice, not only will Carolyn sit on your lap, she'll dance on the North Pole.
Oh, my goodness. Mrs. Claus better go on a little trip.
Is Mrs. Claus still with you? You guys have been together for how long?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She works over the elves pretty good. She stays on top of them when I'm down here doing stuff. So, you know, I get called down here all the time for, you know, good things, Toys for Tots, Salvation Army parades, and somebody's got to keep control up there in the North Pole. So that's Mrs. Claus. That's her job.
How did you two meet?
It was on a blind date. It was a blind date because there was a snowstorm. We couldn't see anything.
I'm wondering how pissed she is.
We were the only two big people up there.
Santa, I'm just wondering how pissed she is that you bought her a Peloton for Christmas.
It's already out in the snow. And the problem is, even little elves can't use it because their little legs can't reach the pedals.
You got to tape some wood.
Rudolph tried using it, but that didn't work either.
Of all of the names that you have, you know, I'm not saying they're aliases, but you're known by different things as St. Nicholas or Father Christmas or Kris Kringle or Pierre Noel or Bernie Sanders. You're known by a lot of different names.
Bernie's on the list that's so bad I don't even have it right now. I burned that list.
But what's your favorite name? What do you like to be known? And what do the elves call you? What does Mrs. C call you?
They call me the big guy.
The big guy?
Yeah, the big guy.
All right. Well, when you're an elf, you can call anybody that. But, you know.
That's true. But when Mrs. Claus called you the big guy, whoa, look out.
Hey, I heard, speaking of the elf on the shelf, I heard that Hillary Clinton's committed suicide.
Well, that was, we had to send her a different one every day, not just from one day, but it's to keep up. So the elves are supposed to come back once, you know, Christmas Eve, and then we get the info and we see it through the elf. Now we had to replace that one every day. Man, that was that. Those poor guys, they are PTSD. Man, when you see elves in PTSD, man, that's something you don't want to see.
I have a question, Santa.
Think of all the little hammers, we hammers and saws and stuff. Yeah, look out.
So, Santa, I have a question. What's the difference between kids who are sending you letters now and kids who were sending you letters when we were kids back in the 60s and 70s?
Well, one thing, the list has gotten a lot longer. In fact, I get them now off computers, and they're color-coded by the category, and they don't ask for things for other people now. It's just all for themselves.
Mm.
So that's the biggest reason right now. But, and also, you mentioned about electronics and the new generation. Well, Santa gets email too, so we're on the email list. We have email. We're high tech out here. There's no way we can do everything without the latest tech up here. In fact, let me tell you another secret. Santa started the internet.
Really? Wow. I thought it was
Al Gore.
That's
right. That's right. Not Al Gore. Santa Claus started it. Where do you think it came from? How do you think we get along with all the Air Force up there? They help us all the time. Santa started it. It came down from there. Everything comes from the North Pole first, and then that's what the real trickle down is, from the North Pole down.
That's what they're saying about all the icebergs up there melting. Anyhow, Santa, what is your email address so people can drop you a line?
Santa Claus, my friend, @gmail.com, and that's Gmail for all the good boys and girls.
There you go. Santa Claus, my friend, @gmail.com. That's great. I hope you get a lot of letters. Anyhow, all of the Santas that we see, which I'm assuming are all impersonators that we see at department stores.
Well, we like to call them helpers.
Do you personally interview them?
Well, we have an interview process. We have stages, and they pass the first round. They come to the next round, and then I do eventually talk to all the ones that make the cut.
And what are you looking for in a Santa, impersonator?
Oh, just somebody that's warm and thoughtful and understands children.
You seem overly fascinated with this, Dale. Are things that tight?
Well, I wouldn't mind being a Santa. You know, I think things could work. And what the other thing? Do you ever, was there any
Dale,
truth?
Dale, remember, I have all your letters. I don't think you're going to be I don't see you being a Santa Claus anywhere in the near future, buddy.
Maybe an agent for Santas. I could do that.
Yeah, that's possible. That's
Dale
possible.
On the shelf.
When you know all the dirt, you're the best one to dig it out. Or snow, as we say up here, dirty snow. Don't eat the yellow snow. Remember that.
That's true. And was there any truth at all in the movie Bad Santa?
Bad Santa. Well, every Santa movie has a little bit of truth. Bad Santa. That's what we don't like to talk about. One of our elves, escaped up here and went down there and worked on that screenplay. So, take it for what it's worth. Consider the source.
That's great.
Bad elf is what it should have been.
That's great that he helped with the screenplay. Elves usually just do short stories.
That's true.
Boy, these never stop, do they?
So, Santa, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I want what I always want, just peace and love and happiness in the world, because then it makes it a lot easier for Santa, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So you want to be Miss America?
Do I want to be Miss America? Yeah. Peace for all mankind. Well, that's another story about Mrs. Claus, but we won't go into that right now.
Peace for all mankind?
Yeah. Depends how you spell the word, really.
Little Dale, that's another one on your list. You still got one more demerit, as they say. If you keep going, Dale, you won't have anything left.
I barely do right now. So
yeah, that's for sure.
Well, guys, you got any other questions for Santa? He has been so helpful. What's the number one thing you're being asked for this year? What's the hot?
This year, of course, electronics, LOL dolls, the Switch is still popular. Legos are always popular. Trucks, fire trucks, Baby Alive. It's still the standard stuff.
What's the Switch?
A Switch is where you play your games with each other, your electronic games.
But
like I said, remember, it comes from us. So,
right.
We got a whole new platform coming out next year. All this stuff will be no good.
Oh, Santa works for Apple.
We made it our business, man. Keeps us employed up here.
Hey, does the Prime delivery, the fast one-day delivery, threaten your business, Santa, from Amazon?
Actually, they help. They help us sometimes. They wouldn't be there without us. They help us once in a while. You know, it's called the last inch. We let them handle it once in a while, and then we take it over. And they leave it for us down there, and then we take it. But remember, everything comes from up here. I'm sending like 85,000 trucks to Amazon every day. They get it from here.
Wow. So what do you call them? The last inch? Because that's what my wife calls me a lot of times.
Yeah, I know.
That's on the list, too, Dale.
Your wife had that on her one of her letters.
It's her double D batteries I'm worried about, Dale, not mine.
Yeah. How do you think you guys found each other? Santa magic.
You bastard. Anyhow.
Oh, there's another one, buddy. Yeah, we can keep going, and you're going to be like underground.
And one last question: what's the order on New Year's Eve? You know, you got to make it around the entire world. What's the order? Do you go east to west, south to north?
Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. He's done.
Oh, New Year's Eve. Yeah,
you're still thinking about the Santa loopholes.
Yeah, yeah. No, Christmas Eve, when you get in the sleigh, and what's the order of where you go first and where you go last?
Well, we go straight down to the dateline, and we just follow that around. Otherwise, we couldn't keep up with the daylight darkness. So we follow the darkness all the way around.
Oh, that's a brilliant concept. That's a brilliant concept.
Yeah, it's simple. It's simple. People think it's 24 hours, but when we follow the sun all the way around, it's actually longer than you think. So it's almost like a 2-day thing. But that's science, and I know you don't understand that.
No. You have been reading my letters. Well, Santa, on behalf of baby boomers everywhere, because we, of course, still believe in you. I know there's some skeptics out there. And
at our age, we have both.
Yeah.
Well, now that the boomers are thinning out, it makes my job a little bit easier. But back during that baby boom, it was a boom up here, let me tell you. That's how we got all our elves on top of that. That's how we doubled our elf population up here. But down there, there were so many boomers, I couldn't keep up. But, you know, it's slowing down a little bit. And the presents now are bigger, more expensive. So there's not like 85 presents at one house. It might be 5. So, okay, boomers, you had your chance. Move on.
Yeah, when I was little, you left me a switch, too, but my dad used it to beat me. But, you know,
I told you. Did you ever think that maybe some of that info came from Santa? Santa knows the ones to pick out and thin the herd.
Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, Father Christmas, or we're going to like to call you the big guy. We can't thank you enough for joining us on our show. So on behalf of Another Day Above Ground, anything you'd like to leave us with, Santa? Some goodbye words for Christmas?
Oh, just for a little Timmy, a little Dale, and a little Carolyn. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Ho, 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 ho.
Thank you very much, Santa. All my best to Rudolph. Well, that's it for another week as we all get ready to celebrate Christmas. We've still got a ways to go. And matter of fact, next week, I believe, we're going to have our guest sommelier on here, a wine expert to tell us exactly what wines to drink during the holidays. My recommendation would be all of them. But anyhow, that's it for us. Tim, any last words?
Hey, just check out my website, timslegel.com.
Carolyn?
Nope, just go to parties, eat as much cheese as you can, and have a cracker. You'll be more fun.
And, of course, don't forget to visit our website, anotherdayaboveground.com. We got a lot of fun stuff on there for you. And if you have not yet written your Santa letter, make sure you send it to Santa Claus, Santa Claus, my friend, @gmail.com. I believe that's Santa's email, isn't it? Or
yeah.
Santa,
yeah,
my friend. Yeah. It's something like that. Send it there, and you never know what's going to show up. Other than that, we enjoy you listening to it. Please tell all of your boomer friends. Please teach them how to download a podcast. We want to get this out to as many people as possible because, you know, we have shopping to do. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
And that's it for Another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.